Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, September 28th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Now, I am delirious as I bring you this broadcast, so please forgive me if I fumble around a little bit. For the past 48 hours, it's been absolute bedlam on every front. I mean, there's a lot of breaking news. We're going to get to it. Killing the Witches breaking big on Amazon. When I sat in a chair, it was number 5, and we'll hope it gets to number 1. And then the Tucker Carlson O'Reilly interview last night. We'll play you a little bit later on the broadcast of that. But it's just like, whoom, 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 whoom. No, I'm not an excuse, but I'm just telling you it's been a lot. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So begin with the impeachment inquiry hearing today. So an inquiry is basically to state for the record all the things that have been learned in the House of Representatives about the Biden family finances. It's not to accuse, it's not to level charges, it's informational. All right? So Republicans obviously believe that President Biden, as vice president, enabled his family to accumulate millions of dollars, and Democrats don't care. All right. So when the hearing took place today in the morning, it began at 10 a.m. at the Oversight Committee, James Comer chairman, the Republicans are trying to portray Biden as a crook. And the Democrats are saying, no, he's totally innocent and this is a witch hunt or whatever. Love the witch hunt word because that goes right into killing the witches. Now, most of this hearing stuff is so boring, you just can't possibly pay attention to it. But there were a few things that you should know about. First of all, Jonathan Turley is a constitutional attorney. He's an expert. Teaches at George Washington University. About 10 years ago, I kind of discovered him. And I put him on The Factor, and now he is a mainstay at Fox News. Very bright man. And they brought him in to testify today or to answer questions. Roll the soundbite.
Can a benefit to your family be a benefit to you?
It is. There's been repeated statements that you need to show that President Biden accepted direct money in order for this to constitute a benefit, even under criminal cases that deal with bribery, extortion, the Hobbs Act. The courts actually have rejected that. They've said that money going to family members is in fact a benefit. And I don't really see any legal basis for that. Obviously, the strongest case is if you have a direct payment. But this idea that you can have millions going to a politician's family and that's not a benefit, I think is pretty fallacious.
Now, after that, Turley said that there is not enough evidence against President Biden, in his opinion, to bring impeachment charges. All right, high crimes and misdemeanors. So I thought that was a pretty fair analysis. I agree with Turley that impeaching Joe Biden now is premature. You can say, well, Pelosi this and Trump that and the two impeachments were ridiculous. And they were. You're right. Absolutely right. Neither of those impeachments should have happened. And it were purely political plays. And that's continued on in the criminal arena. I mean, these cases, most of them are very, very flimsy, should never have been brought. But we fair-minded Americans have a mandate to elevate ourselves above the corrupt people. In my opinion, this Biden family finance stuff is going to ruin Joe Biden. That's an opinion based upon what I've seen so far. And it's not just the gratuity and the money, not just that. It's the Justice Department failure to investigate any of this. Remember, the House committees are investigating, not the FBI, not Merrick Garland. They're not doing bupkis on it. IRS whistleblowers came forth. That was good because the American people have a right to know what happened. But if you combine all the money that the Biden family derived for doing nothing, all of the assistance Joe Biden gave his son and brother by getting on the phone, having dinner, whatever it may be, and the subsequent cover up by the Justice Department, FBI, when you combine it all, it's going to bring Biden down. Almost has to. Because it's going to be more and more and more and more and more right up to Election Day 24, if he's the candidate, which I don't believe he will be, as I've stated. So this is just the start of what is a catastrophe for Joe Biden. And I said that in the summer. Remember? Remember I said it? I said it's not going to be a good autumn for the president of the United States. And it's going to get worse. Okay, that's the memo. Now, everybody's asking me, because I'm doing a ton of media for Killing the Witches, did you see the Republican debate last night? I did not see it live because I had the Carson O'Reilly conversation. I had News Nation. I had the Trump speech. But I covered it in the sense of my staff, which is excellent, all right, provided me with what happened. So I didn't see it real time, but I know what happened. And if I could have watched it, I would have, even though it was unbelievably dull. I don't have numbers. We usually have them. I don't know why we don't have them. But I can almost guarantee you it'll be below 10 million people. And the O'Reilly Carson exposition, which you can see on BillO'Reilly.com, but we'll get there in a little while. Okay, we're at 15 million views now, I think. I don't know how they calibrate it. I can't vouch for the accuracy, but it's all over the world. So we think in the end, we're going to have three or four times as many as watched the Republican debate. So the two things that I saw from the transcripts that interested me were, number one, the debate was all about Donald Trump, even though he wasn't there. Go.
And Donald Trump hides behind the walls of his golf clubs and won't show up here to answer questions like all the rest of us are up here to answer.
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record.
You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
All right, so these are lines, and it's, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, these Republican contenders have to beat Trump to get the nomination. They won't. All right, after two debates, and the next one I think is at the end of November or early December, it's over. It's over. Okay? Donald Trump will win the nomination. Unless something happens. And with Donald Trump, that's almost inevitable that something else will come into play. But if the primary votes all were held tomorrow, Trump wipes out the field. And it's no fault of the people who are competing with him. There's just no traction. They can't get any traction. Because this election isn't about issues. It's not. It's about a progressive movement that wants to destroy traditional America. And Joe Biden is the puppet of that crew. And Trump promises to be an avenger. Yes, inflation under Trump, way lower. Yes, the border catastrophe under Trump, it was at least calm. Yes, all of that's important. But the overarch of this election is, do you want progressives to run the federal government? And the answer, I think, is no from most Americans. I could be desperately wrong. I'm not desperately wrong about the Republican side. Trump will get the nomination unless, as I said, something else is injected. There's nobody close to him. There's nobody who has momentum. Nobody gained momentum last night. Some people had some good moments and bad moments. Okay, but it didn't really matter. And to watch that was difficult. Roll it.
Yours as well. It's not nonsense.
So look, here's what I'll 15 seconds. I want to respond. Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges.
So listen,
we
should have focus on the issues that matter. Tim, from one admirer of Ronald Reagan to another. From one admirer of Reagan to another, we cannot
do deals with the
violations.
This isn't productive.
I want to hear
about it. Let's have a policy debate.
Understand what's going on.
Tower of Babel. It was like, and you can't blame the moderator. Who's the moderator? Is going to throw pies at them? Now, for me, it would be a different story. Mr. Ego right here. Believe me, it would be a different story. But that's why I've never been invited to moderate a debate. But anyway, Trump was the winner of the debate last night, even though he didn't show up because none of them dented his lead. So the former president was in Michigan, has to carry Michigan if he wants to be reelected, has to. Michigan is a vital state for Donald Trump. And he delivers now pretty much the same speech every time he goes out. Go.
The Democrat Party has no idea what they're doing right now. They have no idea what to do. Crooked Joe is siding with the left-wing crazies who will destroy automobile manufacturing and will destroy our country itself. They're destroying our country.
You see, that is the theme, and it's a smart theme for Donald Trump.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, President Biden is in Arizona. He's doing a tribute to John McCain, and I'm happy because I think John McCain was a patriot. Didn't agree with everything he said, of course, but what he did in Vietnam and what he did in the Senate He should be honored. His legacy should be honored. So that's a good thing. And then Biden will come back and tonight to the East Coast and I guess have a nice Rehoboth weekend. I don't know what he's going to do. New poll out, Economist, left-leaning magazine based in London. It has Biden 45, Trump 40. Okay. Now, the Economist is rooting for Biden. Just throw that out there. Their last poll had Trump up by one. I have to be fair. Real Clear Politics average has Trump leading Biden by 1.1%. You know, it's still pretty tight. But, you know, tomorrow, if the election were held, tomorrow, if the primaries are held, Trump gets a nomination. If the election were held, Trump wins. My opinion. Kamala Harris rated the worst vice president in decades. Here's the question. Who do you think has been the worst vice president of recent years? Harris, 40, Mike Pence, 17, Cheney, 17, Biden, 7, George H.W. Bush, 2 under Ronald Reagan, Al Gore, 1 under Bill Clinton, don't know, 8. Well, the answer to that question would be Spiro Agnew, but I guess that might be too far back. What a disaster. What a crook that guy was under Nixon. So Harris, why? Why is she deemed to be such a terrible vice president? Two reasons. The border, number one. She's in charge. Won't even go there. Everybody knows that. Okay? And the second is she's inarticulate. On the few interviews she doesn't do many, and they're all friendlies. It's just gibberish what comes out. You think Biden's bad? Kamala Harris is worse, and Kamala Harris doesn't have the age excuse. So people see it, they kind of lean in and go, what are you talking about? So the two put her in that category. Somebody told me yesterday, I forget who it was, that Kamala Harris, the Democratic Party, want her to run for president. I just can't digest that. Maybe it's true, but I don't know. Let's get out of the border. So Tuesday of this week, 22,000 foreign nationals crossed into this country. One evening, Tuesday evening, 22,000. record in August. Almost 200,000 illegal crossings. Remember, about 50% more get in with no interaction with the Border Patrol. They just sneak in. So, you know, this is a full-blown catastrophe. And everybody's going to suffer. Everybody, including the migrants themselves. It's Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Fetterman, Senator from Pennsylvania. So this, I love this. I have to tell you, I love this story. So Fetterman dresses like a slob, okay? I don't know why, but he does. And he dresses that way inside the Senate. So Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, said, yeah, it's okay. It's all right. This was on September 17th. Fetterman come in and wearing his little hoodie and short pants and sneakers. It's all right. It's okay. No. The rest of the Senate unanimously, all right, yesterday, 99, because Fetterman wouldn't vote, said, no, Chuck, no. You got to wear a jacket and tie if you're a man. Okay, unanimous. So here's what Schumer says. This is great. Put it up on the screen. I'll read it to the radio listeners. Though we've never had an official dress code, the events over the past week have made us all feel as though formalizing one is the right path forward. I deeply appreciate Senator Fetterman working with me to come to an agreement that we all find acceptable. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Chuck. Fetterman's the hero here. Oh, you know, I know Schumer for a long time. I just don't know. I can't. Does he think anybody's buying this? You're the problem, Chuck. We all know Fetterman is a loon, but you're supposed to be responsible. You let the guy do it. And now you say, because all of the Senate turned on you, Chuck. Oh, no, no. Fetterman was part of the solution here. You're the problem, Chuck. You. If I were the minority leader in the Senate, you think Fetterman would have walked in there in short pants? No, he would not have. I would have had the marshals remove him. San Francisco mayor, London Breed, far left woman, basically says, hey, we're not going to give welfare money anymore to anyone who doesn't submit to a drug test. So what San Francisco was doing for years, and London Breed was fine with it, was giving people about $800 a month in cash. No drug testing, nothing. It's handing them the money. So every drug addict in Northern California say, hey, I'm going to San Francisco. Get the $800 in cash. And I'll buy my heroin and fentanyl and meth or whatever it may be. So now the city is overrun with drug addicts. Can't even go there anymore. And London Breed says, I think we'll have drug testing now. If you want the money, you have to drug test. Now, if you test positive, then you have to go to rehab. These people aren't going to go to rehab. They don't want rehab. Most of them do not want to stop using narcotics. Okay? So this will be a way for San Francisco not to pay. What's the figure? I know I have it here. It's like $30 million. $30 million. San Francisco every year gives to drug addicts to buy drugs. Because that's what they're using the money for. They panhandle for the food. And they use the cash for the heroin or the fentanyl, which kills them. Great. San Francisco General Assistance Program administered $30 million in fiscal year 2022. It's more now. What a place. What a town, huh? How about Philadelphia? Almost as bad. So Philadelphia, the last few nights, been riot, looting. Of course. Disorder all over the place because the DA, Krasner, won't enforce the law. So last night, 12 people were arrested. The night before, 52 people were arrested for looting, breaking in to stores. Now, last night, they did liquor stores. Of course, break into the liquor stores. So now the state is closed, the state-run liquor stores in Pennsylvania, because they're getting looted. All protections for the good people of Philadelphia are gone. Public disorder everywhere in the town, just like San Francisco, just like sections of Chicago, just like sections of New York City and L.A. County and Baltimore and St. Louis and Portland, Oregon. Every single town run by a progressive structure is public disorder everywhere. Okay? We all have that. No debate on it. And Krasner was re-elected. D.C., 200 homicides already, the most since 1997. Homicides, killings, carjackings, disorder, right in front of Congress's nose. Just walk out of Capitol Hill and you got disorder all over Washington, D.C. Another liberal place. Muriel Bowser. Hey, Muriel, how you doing, huh? How you doing? Disorder all over the place. Far left Muriel Bowser. Great. Smart Life. Now, this is an interesting study from the Journal American Medical Association, JAMA, which is considered to be very prestigious. Studied 50,000 adults 60 years and old. Didn't call me. I don't look 60, so maybe that's why. It says if men and women sit on your butt for 10 hours a day, which many do, the risk of developing dementia rises 8%. So if you're sitting on your butt, 10 hours is a long time to sit on your butt. Oof, I mean, I guess you've been watching, or I don't know. So why is this in Smart Life? Don't do it. But I understand as you get older, your energy level drops, particularly if you're working and you got urchins or grandchildren or whatever it may be, you know, yeah. Going to the gym every day, it's a struggle for a lot of people. Here's what I do. Well, number one, I got Holly the Terror Dog, okay? So I got help in the house here because I got to work and I got to keep the house up. I got two houses I got to keep up. But I make it a point to walk the Terror Dog as much as I can. And we go, you know, a half mile, a mile, and I'll jog some of it, I'll walk some of it. Terror Dog does not like the jogging. Looking at me like, okay. But I got to get the Terror Dog, you know, she's a little corpulent, so I got to get that away. So that's number one. That's every day. Then I have stairs. I have old-fashioned houses, okay, and they got stairs. And I'm up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down the stairs, okay? And that's really good. I don't even think about it now. I just, oh, you're up, 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 boom, 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 boom. I do sit on my butt more than I should, okay? But in the summer, I can get in the ocean in the pool, which is really good for me, exercising. But I'm very conscious of this. I'm conscious of not eating sugar, although I cheat. You know, I had a little ice cream a couple of days ago. But, you know, I whenever I see something that's sugar in it, I go, maybe I'll take a little bit of that, but I'm conscious. And moving. Moving. So if you're not conscious of sugar and moving, then you're going to go downhill very fast. It's not maybe. You will. So when you get up in the morning and you have a kind of a schedule, what I'm going to do today, my to-do list or what, make sure you put in there that you're going to move. And then if you find yourself sitting on your butt, now you got to sit on your butt to read Killing the Witches, and that's constructive. But then you got to go out. You got to get, you know, some movement going on. And it's very, very important for your overall health. And once you get into that awareness of it, comes a lot easier.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's do the Carlson O'Reilly thing now. So as I mentioned, I don't know how they calibrate who watches X, Twitter. I don't know. I know it's all over the world, getting mail from everywhere. And the interview ran an hour. And you can see the whole thing. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. You press a little button and there it is. So we got about 10 minutes of it for you. Roll it.
It's debate night, but we're not at the Reagan Library. We are undisclosed with Mr. Bill O'Reilly.
Against my will.
So you got canned exactly 6 years before I did, almost to the day, from Fox. How's your life? Well, first of all, what was that like, and how's your life been since?
Well, I don't see it as getting canned. I got furloughed.
You're furloughed.
I like that word. It's furloughed. See, I've been in this business almost 50 years, and I've worked for CBS, ABC, King World, Inside Edition, now Fox. And then I did all the local stuff. I worked local. So I understood what most television news people don't, that you are expendable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to Sylvester Stallone, but you're expendable, okay? And so when bad things happen, I kind of expect that. Even though I was the ratings leader and all that. Once the boss at Fox News, Roger Ailes, left the operation, everything changed. And when everything changes, then anything could happen. But here's what people don't understand about television news. It's like professional football, the NFL. If you are a talent, both Carlson and I are a talent. That's the what they call us because we're on television. You have to beat the shows that are up against you.
Right.
Right? So when I was at Inside Edition, I had to beat Wheel of Fortune or whoever I was competing against.
Right.
Okay? Or at least come close. You have to beat the other team. And if you do beat them, like you did and I did, then you're rewarded with money. Not love, not loyalty, money. At the time, they were trying to buy Sky News. And the Sky operation runs all of soccer in Europe. Huge money making.
Oh, yeah.
All right. News Corp trying to buy them. The British regulators were giving them an awful hard time for a number of reasons. And in my mind, I thought that might have something to do with it. But I have to tell you this honestly. I didn't care. I had been there for 20 years. It was time for a change. When I started cable news, it was nothing, but I knew it was going to be huge. And then I said, you know what's going to be the next huge? Alternative independent media.
How did you keep yourself from getting bitter, though?
I'm just bitter about everything anyway. So
that's your default.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know, how much more bitter can I get? I'm just bitter 24/7. I have what they call an edge to me. All right. And so, but again,
where's that from?
Levittown, you know, after World War II, the baby boomers, 100 kids. And if they didn't like you, it was like, okay, here we go. No kicking, though. We had rules at Levittown.
No kicking.
Brawling, couldn't kick.
So it was pre-UFC.
Yeah. No tattoos at that time. But anyway, I have a philosophy for life that I've developed. And I stick to it.
Did you give Jesse advice before he started?
I only give advice when people ask me. Yeah. So you yourself have never asked me for advice. But
that's totally false. No, that is totally when okay. I took over Greta Van's office. I waited in the anteroom of your office.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did. In fact, Ailes told me, go kiss O'Reilly's ass. And that's the first thing I did. A man never stands so tall as when he stoops to kiss an ass.
What did I tell you?
You said it's a very treacherous business. Mind your own business.
Just stay
in your own lane. Do your thing.
Okay.
I thought that was
good advice.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm old now, so I forget things. Right. What's your name again?
How did you come up with, in the 13th in the series, witches?
I'm a former high school teacher, history teacher. And the way that I entertained the urchins in Opa-locka, Florida, a slum of Miami, was I told them stories about the people that we were talking about. I wasn't like Mr. Hand in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right.
Okay? Nobody would order pizza in my class. But I would tell them stories, personal stories, and make these people come alive. So that's what I did in the Killing series. So the story is beyond fascinating.
And real.
And it led to the way we live today in America, as far as our religious freedom is concerned. And that's the center of the book. The first part of the book is how they crossed and got here and the witches went out of control. And then a young boy in Boston, Benjamin Franklin, gets on to this witches thing. And he visits the top witch hunter, Cotton Mather. Visits him, goes to his house in Boston. It's this long conversation, which we tell you about. Franklin never forgot the brutality of what the clerics did in Salem and brought it to Philadelphia.
So demonic possession is real.
To the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, it is.
What do you think?
I think there's an act of evil. You know, I think it probably runs the television industry in America right
Without
now.
Question. Without question.
You know, so it's not fair to ask me and you about demonic possession because we've just seen too much. But I'm a Roman Catholic, and
yes.
I believe there is an act of evil, And what we uncovered in killing the witches, as far as now, I mean, I got to tell you, when I'm reading these diaries written by the Jesuit priests who worked on this boy to try to get him, you know, somewhat under control, because he was bleeding and screaming and talking in languages nobody, and they recorded it. They recorded the Aramaic. He's a 13-year-old boy in Maryland speaking Aramaic. I mean, it's so...
And yes. They didn't teach Aramaic in Bethesda.
No, I don't think there's a... Although the Terrapins, University of Maryland, they may have an elective. We have witch hunters in America now. They're just different kind of witch hunts. We have cancel culture. But you, accusation, you're guilty. You know who they are.
Of course.
And I mean, that's just...
Driven by young people. Once
that's
again.
Malignant. That's evil. We're in the age of disorder now. America has entered the age of disorder. And it's because of the progressive movement. President Biden, in my opinion, is diminished mentally.
Yes.
Doesn't know what he's really doing from day to day. And you can see that in his public statement.
Pretty evident.
Yeah. Right. The progressives like that. Because the people who control him inside the White House can tell him anything and he'll do it.
Who are they, by the way?
Well, Klain and Rice were the two
yes.
in the beginning. And then their assistants have taken over. Names escape me at the moment. You'll never see them, ever, ever. But they are they basically tell Joe what to do and say.
So what happens? I mean, Trump gets elected?
Trump could get elected, sure. Absolutely.
But the system, the entire federal bureaucracy, the biggest system in human history, has decided we're rejecting this organ. We don't want this.
So, well, they decided that in 2016.
Yeah, exactly. And look what happened.
But see, that's the diminishment. You asked about cable news earlier in the interview. And I said, it's still going to be there, but it's not going to be what it was.
Right.
We're not going to have the influence that it had. Okay? It's the same thing with the federal government. It's going to be there. But now, if you're indicted, people look at the indictment, they go, you know, we know why this is happening. Most people do. And so, it looks like Trump's going to walk into that Republican nomination with no problem at all. Everything with Trump is a deal. It's always a deal. So I said to him, so you gave up the designation of terror group for that? He goes, yeah. I said, we won't do it if you do X, Y, and Z. I couldn't argue with it. Helps the economy in the United States, drops migration 80% in his last year. He was an effective president. Not an ideologue, doesn't believe, he's a populist, not a conservative, doesn't have any of that stuff going on.
No.
It's deal after deal after deal after deal. That's how he controlled Putin. But he won't tell me what he has on Putin. But I know he has some.
You said that you've been in this business for almost 50 years.
Started when I was 7 years old.
How long are you going to do it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I work way too hard for my age. Most of my friends are riding around the villages and a little golf course. You know, I mean, and I'm looking at them. It's not too bad. You know, they're out on the beach. I'm working my butt off every day. And I'm going, why am I doing this?
Why are you doing it?
I don't know. I mean, I have a mission. I said earlier that I'm put on the planet for a reason. I know I was. And that's why you have to accept bad things that happen to you, because they happen to every human being. There's a reason that happened. You don't know the reason, but there's a reason. So I'll do this as long as I feel that I'm doing good.
I've got some problems that I may email you about on BillO'Reilly.com.
You got to pay $100 though. No freebies here.
Do people not have a doctor, lawyer, financial advisor?
They don't have anything. They don't have anything. And they don't have a lot of assets.
But how do you find it just on the doctor thing? I've got a lawyer because I have no choice, financial, I guess. But I don't trust doctors.
Okay, but you know someone, I'm sure, who had a medical difficulty and who doctor came through, and you do it by referrals. See, the reason that you were successful and that I was successful is very simple. At 8 o'clock, on the Fox News channel, nobody knew what we were going to say. whether they liked us or they hated us, it didn't matter. You know, that son of a bitch, I want to find out what he's going to say tonight. That was it. Now, talent's frayed across the board. They say the wrong thing, they do this, they do that, and bad guys know that.
Bill O'Reilly, that was a genuine pleasure. I appreciate it.
You know, it was very kind of you to have us in.
I loved it.
I'm glad you read Killing the Witches, you know? It's a good Halloween book.
I still think
you.
There were some witches. But
yeah, well, what you suspicion. Should do is instead of giving candy out at the Carlson household, give them a copy of the book to the urchins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so the whole interview posted on BillO'Reilly.com. And again, we thank Mr. Carlson for making that happen. I'm back with your mail and a final thought of the day in a moment. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Kathy says the breakdown of the border is going to be overwhelming and have dire consequences for the country. Take a very long time to recover, if ever. Taxes are going to pay for the migrants, their health care, their children, and everything else. It's true. What you just nailed it. Take a long time to recover from this. George Pervarnik, Las Vegas. Almost all the ills today in our country can be traced back to Joe Biden, his administration, the Democratic Party. All these worker strikes are because people can't afford a decent living within the inflation. And Trump missed that last night in his speech. But that's absolutely true. Thomas Pavlak, Belleville, Illinois. So what is the difference when the presidents use a vacation home for free? I think all public officials need to stop accepting expensive gifts. As long as they make it public that I'm vacationing at this person's house at their invitation, they're a friend, it's legal. Donna Ray, I love the interview with Tucker Carlson. Thanks for all you do, Bill. Appreciate your honesty. I'm even more excited about reading Killing the Witches. It was my free book when I renewed my premium membership. This is the greatest time to become a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com. Get the free copy of Killing Witches or any of my other book. And we're into the election cycle. Please consider. Judy, that was the best interview I've ever seen. You and Carlson were tops. And Judy is a lifetime concierge member. Judy, thank you very much. Sally Fries, Leland, North Carolina. Great interview with Carlson. So much better than watching the debate. J.P. Rayberger, Boise, Idaho. Superb. You and Carlson delivered the absolute best interview and exchange I've seen in decades. John Rital, Savannah, Georgia. I enjoyed the interview immensely. The rapport between you and Carlson was obvious. It was like he was talking to his older brother. Ooh. Yeah, all right. All right. Arlene Welsh, South Lake Tahoe, California. Just finished Killing the Witches. Couldn't put it down. Arlene's one of the first to read it. I give it the highest rating on my Reading Club app. Thank you, Arlene. Very nice of you. Okay, so go to the BillO'Reilly.com store. We got great stuff. Save you a fortune for gift giving. And we got all the books there. And we got the Fall Madness, Legends, Killers, Mug. Oh, we got everything there. Okay? Word of the day, do not be meretricious. M-E-R-E-T-R-I-C-I. O-U-S, don't be meretricious. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here is the final thought of the day. So Killing the Witches surged on Amazon after the Carlson interview and my appearances with Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Sid in the Morning on WABC, all our radio partners, all 300 stations across the country. So we really are very grateful. It is a very important book, particularly with the cancel culture stuff going on today. You will enjoy it. We hope you consider it over the weekend. I'm going to have a column on Sunday about the CNN dishonesty. It is just stunning, but it is not unusual. In this country, the corporate media has declined to its lowest point ever. And I'll prove that on the column on Sunday. And we always thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.